This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Are you looking for inspiration?
Would you like to develop or renew a relationship with God?
Let us show you how.
Tune in to the Focus on Jesus broadcast on Mondays and Fridays at 1 p.m. right here on WCNO, the Good News Station.
Remember to focus on Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you. You are eternal. You're going to live forever. The only difference between you and God on this is God had no beginning. You had one. You are part of the creation. The prize part of the creation. So you had a beginning, but you have no ending. Amen. How many of you here know you got a birthday? God ain't got no birthday. Everybody does. You had a beginning. But guess what? You ain't got no end. You say, well, I'm going to die. No. You're not going to die. This tabernacle, this house, this body, this temple, it's going to die. It's going to only be here for a while, for a few hundred years. If science has its way, you might even live here for 1,000 years. But no matter what, it's still going to die. Come on. Right now, most people dying in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. Hello. It gives up. It puts out. Praise the Lord. But you don't die. When you leave this one, you move on to the next realm, and you live forever. Come on, it's like being in the womb of the earth for the 90 years that you're here. Hello. Amen. And then you transfer into eternity. Amen. So the question is if I'm not going to die, then how am I going to live? How are you going to live? Because the truth is you're going to live forever. Where's it going to be? There ain't but two places, ladies and gentlemen. They both start with H. It's heaven or hell. And because you are a sovereign being, you get to choose. You get to decide where it's going to be. So in order for God to begin to accomplish his purposes in the earth today, he had to have somebody to work through. He had to have somebody like him. He had to have a representative in the earth for heaven's realities to become realities in the world. I mean, Jesus taught his disciples to pray this way. Pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? How? As it is in heaven. We want the kingdom of God on earth. We want everything that God has for us in heaven on earth. We want the blessing of heaven on earth. In other words, let what heaven has already declared to be so, let it manifest on the earth. Let it manifest in our life. But in order for heaven's purposes to manifest here on the earth, God needs a representative. He needs you. He needs me. That's part of the creative order of things. That's why you got to know you ain't no junk. You're not a mistake. You're not the victim of everything that's happened in life. God can take it all and turn it around and cause you to live the life of purpose that he's called you to. Some people say this, just don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. God's going to have his way. How many of you grew up hearing that? God's going to have his way. Well, I'm here to tell you, God's not having his way. Don't run out to church too fast. God is not having his way today. And the end of it, at the end of all things, when this world winds up and it's all said and done, God will have his way. Make no mistake about it. But God's not having his way right now. Huh? And he's proven in Scripture, if he don't get his way, he'll outweigh the generation and keep manifesting it in the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Because, how many know, people don't always do what they're supposed to do. People don't always live the life that he created for them. Most people on the earth today live in a place called rebellion. So God doesn't get his way. I mean, if God was having his way, people wouldn't be getting killed up in Baltimore right now. If God was having his way, abortion clinics would be shut down right now. If God was having his way, a teenager wouldn't be out smoking crack all weekend. If God was having his way, there wouldn't be any prostitutes on the street. Come on, somebody. If God was having his way, people wouldn't lie, cheat, and steal. If God was having his way, Christians in Iraq today wouldn't be getting their heads cut off and buried in mass graves. God ain't having his way today. You want to know who's having their way today? The devil is having his way today in this world, ladies and gentlemen. But God called you to be a representative, so the devil can't have his way. He's called you to take heaven and let it manifest in the earth, to stem the tide of the evil that's going on in this world today. Come on, somebody help me. Amen. One of the secrets of God's power is our ability to use our words to build up or to tear down. How many know when Jesus showed up, he was God's representative on the earth to do that very thing? He showed up and he was like no other man that the world had ever seen up until that point. He begins his ministry with these words in Matthew chapter 4, 17. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Say that with me. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent means change your mind. Change your direction. Stop doing the thing that you're doing and change it, because what you're doing is killing you. The kingdom, for the kingdom, the king's domain, it's right here. It's at hand. It's right here in the atmosphere. It's in the unseen realm. It's manifesting around us every day. Somebody shout the kingdom. The kingdom of the heavenlies, the place where decisions are made. It's at hand. It's now. Somebody shout, it's now. How many of you realize this? Jesus would have never had to announce something had it been obvious that the something was already here. I mean, Jesus wouldn't have to go around declaring that the kingdom of God is at hand if everybody knew the kingdom of God was at hand. It was hidden. It was in an unseen realm, an invisible realm. You say, well, I don't believe in all that invisible stuff. Really? Come on now. You don't? I know some of y'all, you got your smartphones. I told you to get them out and look at Facebook. How many know the only way you can get to Facebook? How many know Facebook is in the room right now? Come on, CBS is in the room right now. Fox News is in the room right now. Hello, come on. Radio stations are in the room right now. The police scanner is in the room right now. All you need is a device that's a receiver that can connect to it. There's all kinds of things in the invisible realm that's in this room right now. You just got to have the receiver that can read that signal and connect on that system so that you can move what's in the invisible realm to the visible realm and check your status. Hello, come on, amen. Just because you don't see it don't mean it don't exist, ladies and gentlemen. It just means that you haven't learned how to walk and operate in the system on how do I move it from the invisible realm to the visible realm. How do I connect so I can begin to manifest what it is that God promised me in my life? How do I begin to walk in that? See, the Bible declares this: all of your needs have been met in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. In other words, you don't have an electric bill in heaven that you got to worry about. Come on. Come on, somebody. Amen. But how many know there's a lot of people worried about their Toyota payment today and worried about their house payment and how they're going to pay their rent and how they're going to pay their electric bill? What you have to do is learn how to operate in God's system in the kingdom of heavenlies. And when you and I learn how to walk in that kingdom, operate in that kingdom, we can begin to move things from the invisible realm to the visible realm. And God begins to show up in the places of our life where we were broken, where we were hurt, where we were destitute. And miracles begin to take place and breakthrough begins to happen in our life. That's why God had the ability to create something out of nothing. We call it nothing, but really, he's made those things that are visible from the invisible. Because they were always in God. A few things about God's word. First one is this: God uses words to edify. Somebody say edify. Genesis chapter 1 verse 3 says over and over, and God said, let there be, and how many know there was? Let there be light, and there was. Let there be life, and there was. Come on, amen? Everybody shout edify. That word edify means this: it means to build up or to construct. When you edify somebody, what do? You build them up. You construct in them confidence. You help build courage in them. Just like a coach before a big game, you build the team up. Just like in that boxing match. How many know both of those guys had trainers back there last night telling them, you can do it, man. You're going to knock this chump out. Edify, building them up, getting them ready for the fight. Huh? Edify is when you literally build something that is not there. God used his words to build. When God speaks, watch this, he brings into existence things that were not visible previously to his word being spoken. By the word of God, they existed. That's how life got here, at his word. That's why when dreams look like they're dead and God speaks to your spirit, they can come alive on the inside, and he begins to edify and reconstruct the possibility of those dreams to take place in your life, so that you can become everything that God wants you to be.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God, you're my company.
Everybody shout edify. I want you to look at this in Ephesians 4. Watch this, Ephesians 4, verse 27. Nor give place to the devil. How many think that's a good scripture right there? Don't give no place to the devil in your life. Don't give him an opportunity. One translation says this: neither give him any opportunity. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, what is good, that he may have something to give to him who has need. Now, if I was to ask everybody in here to raise your hand in this room, would you agree with me that it is not a good idea to be stealing? How many here would just wish people would stop stealing? Let's just stop it. All over the world, we're going to spread the word. Nobody don't steal nothing no more. That'd be really good, wouldn't it? Y'all think that's a good idea? That people quit stealing? He said, work with your hands so you can have something to give to somebody who's in need. See, what he's saying is, if you steal, if you go take something that's not yours, you give place to the devil. in your life. So when you steal, you open up the door for the devil to come in and destroy your life. You think you're getting over on somebody because you got something for free, but the truth is you're going to reap a whirlwind of consequence in your life because you stole. But we got to read this in context. He's saying if you steal, you're going to make an opportunity for the devil to take advantage of your life. That's why when you're a Christian, you don't do business like people that are not Christians. You have a different set of ethics. We don't live our life like the world. Come on, hello? We don't shack up. We get married before we move in together. Come on. Ain't nobody going to shout me down, but that's the truth. We live at a different level. It don't mean God don't love you if you mess up. It just means that he desires for you to not mess up so he can bless you more. So when we don't do right, we actually rob the blessing of God out of our life. It ain't God withholding blessing. It's us blocking God. Come on, hello, somebody help me. The next verse is this. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. But what is good for necessary edification, everybody say edification, that it may impart grace to the hearer. Now here's where God says, that your language is at the same level of importance as your behavior. When it comes to stealing, he just ties them right together. Don't steal and give place to the devil, and don't run your mouth and give place to the devil. Come on, somebody, amen. I know a lot of people that would be offended if somebody stole something from them, but we'll sit around and let people just dump garbage on us all the time talking about somebody else and won't think nothing of it. And then we'll get religious and go, well, I'm just going to pray about that. And what else did they say? You got to be kidding me. He said, when you do that, you give place to the devil in your life. So sometimes you just need to look at your friends sometimes and say, look, this right here ain't no garbage can. It's an ear. Don't be dumping your garbage in there. You're going to talk like that? Talk somewhere else. People have never walked out the promise of God in their life because they've never learned to put a guard over their mouth. And they just let words fly. Those people don't even need a devil. You undo yourself with your mouth a lot. We all do. God will put a blessing on us and we'll talk God right out of the blessing. Come on, amen. He said you were healed, and the next thing you know, because we still got symptoms, we're going, I'm sick. Some people cave after a day. Some people cave after a year. But his word says you're healed. You know what that word corrupt means? It means something that is unfit for use. It means unworthy. It means poor quality. Don't let anything that has a poor quality, anything that is unfit for use or worthless come out of your mouth. But edify, build up, construct people so that you can empower them for the journey. And in so doing, you won't sadden the Holy Spirit. You won't grieve the Holy Spirit of God that lives on the inside of your life. It's easy to see people when they were younger in life and tell if they've been nurtured by somebody that spoke right over them or if they were nurtured by somebody that spoke wrong over them. We got a school full of kids here every week, and I can see it. You know which kids are coming from broken homes and they've been told they'll never amount to nothing, which kids go home at night and are being cussed at and yelled at and screamed at, and you know which kids are being tucked in and having the word of God spoken and blessed over them and prayed over every night. You can tell because it manifests in their life through the week. So you can have edifying speech or you can have corrupt speech. It's either going to bring life or death. Amen? It means that either your language is going to be constructive or your language is going to be destructive. But whatever you say is having an effect on the hearer. It's going to have some kind of effect on it. Amen? How many know what happened is when Jesus wanted to change things in the world that were out of order, he didn't struggle with it and he didn't wrestle with it and he didn't go out and fast and pray over a situation. He just went up and spoke to it. The only time he ever fasted and prayed was for his own edification, his personal edification. But when he dealt with the things that were going on in the world, he just would speak, amen? And that's really why the world got so confused when he began to show up on the scene, because they were looking for some dignitary to show up, some bigwig to show up with on a cart being carried by eight men on a pole to come in and lift up the veil and Jesus step out and everybody go, oh, the new king is here. He's going to set up his throne and everything's going to be brought back and it's the Messiah, the Messiah, the Messiah. And so all of a sudden, Jesus don't show up that way. He shows up in a manger as a baby, kind of hidden from everybody, and begins to live a life for 30 years before he starts his ministry. Have you ever asked yourself the question, why did Jesus come and live for 30 years and then go in the ministry? Can I just tell you, it was more than just about paying the price of your sin. It was more about you, more than just about your debt. It was more than just about you overcoming at the power of resurrection. But he came to demonstrate the kingdom of heaven for you and I. He came to show us how to live here on earth, to live the example that we can overcome, that we can speak right, that we can win and we don't have to lose, that we ain't got to be downtrodden. We don't have to be put in a box. Hallelujah. We can live the life that God's called us to live. Amen. He entered the world unheralded. He didn't come with an entitlement or an entourage. He came into the world to demonstrate the kingdom of God. And that was contrary to what the whole world thought. That's not the way we expect to receive the king of the universe. So when he showed up, everybody was like, that can't be the king. How can that be the king? But let me tell you something. Everything in the other dimension knew who he was. Jesus would walk in the towns and people that were demon-possessed go, why are you here? Why are you here? He would walk in the temple and teach, and people would say, we've never heard nobody teach like him. We've never heard the words of authority that he speaks before. One time he was asleep on a boat, and he had 12 of his pupils on the boat with him, and they were going across the sea, and he was trying to explain to them how God did things. He just the day before, he spoke to a fig tree, and he cursed it, and when they passed back by, the fig tree was withered up, and he's saying that there's power on your words, that you can speak into reality the things that God has for your life, and he's teaching them, and he's teaching them, and he's teaching them 3.5 years and teaching these guys, and he's trying to get them to learn something. How come Jesus didn't just come and start his ministry 1 week and then go to the cross 7 days later and pay the price? No. He did ministry for 3.5 years because of the 12, because he wanted to show the 12 disciples something that we all need to understand this morning, and that's how to walk in the authority of God, how to take heaven's realities and see them manifest in the earth today. Come on, somebody. He was beginning to reveal his glory to them, to show them how to live on earth.
Thank you for joining us today for The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth. For Christ our King. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. He is holy. He is holy. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Hey, it's Pastor Jason from The Revealing Truth. Kim and I would like to extend an invitation to you to come out and spend some time with us on Sunday morning. Our service times are at 9 a.m. or 11 a.m. You know, we're having an explosive time in the ministry. God is performing miracles in our midst. Today, we're living in a time and a generation where 6 out of every 10 people do not attend church regularly. It's really something that we never really thought would happen in our country today. So many people have fallen away from the things of God. But I can tell you this, there's never been a more important time in history than there is now to get connected to church. Our church is a growing church, and we're looking for a few good people to come in and join us. We have a big vision, we have big dreams, and we know it's going to take a lot of people to implement what God wants to do here on the Treasure Coast. If you've been searching for a good place where there's good word, where people know how to worship Jesus and enter into His presence, if you've been searching for a place that flows in the supernatural and miracles are taking place, then Truth Church may be the place for you. I want to invite you right now, if you've been going from church to church or you haven't found the right place, come visit with us. Come be our guest on a Sunday morning and take part in what God is doing here at Truth Church. We're a very loving church and we're a family church. And we're expecting God to do great things in the lives of those that will partner with us to change the Treasure Coast of Florida. I hope I will see you there this Sunday. Please call our church office line at any time. If you need prayer for anything, the number for the church is 772-461-8555.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.